Well, I should have the talk that I gave 2 years ago on working with small farmers in Brazil would have fit better with this session. And even the work I currently do with family farms in the area that I work in Oregon, where we have commercial farming, but it's all based on family farms, I should have talked about that because it would have fit more with the rest of the talk. But that's not the way it is, folks. I'm going to talk about long-term revegetation success on acid-infertile subsoils in the Amazon. And it's really, this whole work is actually all happened because of an accident. Not the short-term work in the early 70s, but the long-term part of it. Kept being really curious what would happen. So back in the about 1970, the Brazilian government got this idea that they're going to put roads all across the Amazon, one direction or another. And they ran into very infertile subsoils, so that in many places, some places you get spontaneous vegetation, but many places where you gouged out a road, then nothing would come up. So here's an 84-inch rainfall region with such infertile subsoils that after 3 or 4 years, nothing is growing. And the soil is washing away with the intense rainfall. And then that erosion eventually endangers the highway. Of course, I only have these pictures because of scanning old colored slides. So the Brazilian government came up with the idea of having a research program to examine species and techniques and all of revegetation work. So the IRI Research Institute of Brazil was employed, and this 800 kilometer road that went from Manaus to Porto Velho, they were having trouble in almost all of the road except right at the very beginning, which is influenced by the flooding of the Solimões, the Amazon. So lots of species, over 200 species were tried in introduction garden and many other techniques. And the wastelands from road construction were really incredible. And I chose the worst place that I could find, 177 kilometers southwest of Manaus, where absolutely nothing grew on about a 5-hectare site. There were like 4 or 5 little sprouts from remnant roots in the subsoil after 6 years, and that's all there was. Well, in this particular spot, we put in a big entry. We'd figured out the nutritional requirements, and we put in mixtures of grasses and legumes, and a year later, there was quite a mess of vegetation, tangled vegetation. And you notice that the unplanted areas remain totally bare. You also notice that my hair was black. And I wasn't bald. So then at the end of this 3-year period, certain of the legumes that we had tried in this large mixture where we got all the nutrition right had prospered, and others were already declining rapidly. And a number of the grasses had developed quite a canopy, but then they too were declining. And the other grasses were in very sharp disappearance towards the end of this 3-year period. Well, at this point, the program ended. And one of the really sad parts about it is that the highway never got any revegetation. The highway was built, and near Manaus, there's enough nutrition in the floods to cause spontaneous vegetation. And the rest of the highway and many others were not revegetated. Well, I had a consulting project in Peru, and I managed to swing back by that area about 6 years later. And what I went ahead and evaluated lots of the different experiments. And the legumes that had been dominant were disappearing. And some of the grasses were either becoming dominant in the areas where they'd been planted or were almost disappearing in their entirety. Well, in 95, our two youngest kids wanted to go to Brazil, so we went to many of the different projects, including the villages where we'd worked in the late 60s and early 70s, and we got clear out to the Amazon area, and you can see what was going on with the road out there, but we couldn't get out to the research spots because a lot of the road was simply gone. And you could not get there. So our daughter got a professor job as a visiting archaeology in the Amazon in 2012, and she's still down there. And we tried going out the road, and we visited her several times. And lo and behold, enough of the road was put back together that we could get out there again. Well, this was really something else. And so we looked at where the nurseries had been, and in that area, the area had been used for grazing and had been beat up some by colonists, and we could evaluate what had happened and the native plants had come in, the changes in the vegetation and soil. And then we also were able to get clear out to this worst place that I could find in this enormous area, and lo and behold, there was just one grass that, of everything that we'd planted, that was still in its areas. And everything else you can see is native vegetation of one sort or another that's colonized the area. Most of the area was like this, just full of woody vegetation, lots of little tiny plants on the surface of the soil, even some orchids and other things. And on the very edges of where we'd planted things that were invading into the soil to the side. So we measured and evaluated. And the one species, you can see the vines and other things established, and the area around the experiment was vastly eroded. A lot of the soil just simply wasn't there anymore. Well, the one grass, Brisanta, what used to be known as Brachiaria Brisanta, it had expanded outside of its original area and within the experimental plot. And everything else had disappeared. There was traces of a few things. You can see this, the edge of the experiment. Got off the edge of the experiment, lots of missing soil. And within the experiment, there's soil development. It's amazing. Okay? And so we thought, well, what of the species that are out in this area came from the forest? And what is the comparison of the soil that's there now compared with the secondary forest? So we evaluated the species in the secondary forest and the soil in the secondary forest. And you see the top inch of soil and in the replicates on the left, and then as you get deeper and deeper into the soil profile. We looked at the chemical and physical attributes. And then we looked at the non-planted areas as well and evaluated the vegetation that had gotten into there and the chemistry of the soil in the areas that were not vegetated in a few spots where it hadn't eroded away. And the soil's rather uniform in its characteristics from top to bottom. And then we looked within the area that had revegetation. And, you know, lo and behold, there's formation of soil way beyond what one would imagine could have occurred. And of course, this wouldn't have happened spontaneously without an initial boost of nutrition. And you could see the soil on the surface look very much like the soil in the surface of the secondary forest. Pretty surprising. So look at the organic matter. You see that the organic matter of the areas not planted was just practically zero. The units here are grams per kilogram, so they're a whole 10 times bigger than, say, percent. So it's about 8% organic matter in the very surface of the secondary forest. And in the revegetated area, it was very similar. Not nearly as much with depth. If you look at phosphorus, of course, we didn't add that much nutrition. And these numbers are really tiny numbers. So the two there would be like 0.2 parts per million. And you can see the secondary forest had more nutrients available in phosphorus and other things. But the revegetated area was holding on to the small amount of nutrition that we had provided. So in conclusion, there's, look at the area there over the height of my sun that's disappeared in the contiguous area in the 37 years. Tremendous loss of soil, and that soil, of course, is gone to the bottom of the ravines and other areas. So there's not just the damage here, but the damage of where it went to. And certainly loss and endangering the highway. With vegetation, enormous potential to form soil. Just a remarkable amount. And the plant succession, which favored about 60 or 70 native species that we identified that were really good plants that naturally would colonize these areas with some modest amount of nutrition. Thank you very much.